This is Minnesota Native News. I'm Marie Rock. The Minnesota Indian Women's Resource Center recently teamed up with Hennepin County Library to host an Indigenous comic book workshop in Minneapolis. Youth ages 12 and over came together to look at how Natives are portrayed in comic books and to create their own superhuman heroes or villains. Reporter Melissa Townsend was at the workshop and has this report.
A good comic book character is unique, with a dramatic backstory and, of course, superhuman powers. So in the opening activity of this comic book writing workshop, all 15 or so youth here created their hero. They named it Super Scumbaglio. Its pronouns are they and them. They have the body of a bumblebee, a cube-shaped head with eyes on every side, and instead of legs, they have 7.5 tentacles. Their arms are made of spaghetti, and their hands are meatballs. What's their superpower?
Their meatball hands can change into different shapes. They can skip commercials, and they have the power to control pasta.
Sarah Edstrom is a sexual assault advocate at the Minnesota Indian Women's Resource Center. She's also co-leading this session. She gives me Super Scumbaglio's backstory.
We asked the origin story, and they said this character had really terrible health insurance, so they were attacked by a shark, and when they went for surgery, their insurance would only cover them being remade with parts left over from other surgeries. So
Sarah tells me this is a great example of how a lot of comic book stories deal with social and political issues.
So we talked about some characters who have experienced life in foster care, who have experienced physical and sexual abuse.
Sarah wanted to host this comic book workshop at the Minnesota Indian Women's Resource Center because she wants to see more Native superheroes. Jack Kotz is a comics artist, and he's co-facilitating this workshop. He works with a comics collective called World Monster HQ. And today, he has one goal.
Right now, it's more about, you know, how can we actually get more people who are Native creating, and how can we get more, like, all Native superhero teams, so.
Lincoln Matt is one of the artist participants here today. He's 19, and he's working on his own comic book characters.
I've always had this interest with comics ever since middle school. I used to make a lot of strip funnies. My dream is to get into the comic book industry.
Link is Native, but he's not creating Native characters. He's working on developing two Kung Fu characters.
It's kind of weird. I want it to be like a homage to a bunch of old Kung Fu movies, especially like Drunken Master and Big Trouble in Little China. Classic, low budget, but still like, you could see the passion going into that choreography, and I want to try and translate that into illustration.
Jerry Zink is a serious comics fan. He's 16, and he's here to participate in the workshop. I sit down next to him in front of six piles of his very neatly stacked comic books.
You like reading comics. Do you like writing comics as much?
No, I don't. But not really. Currently have, right now, a Facebook account where I just write film reviews now. Just started that, though.
Jerry and I talk for a while. It's clear he is really an expert on comic books and comics movies. He says the ones he loves best are the ones that are really complicated and immerse you into a different world.
Love it, specifically when there's tons of world building and there's tons of character to it.
Workshop facilitator Sarah Edstrom says that's what she wants to see in a good Native comic book character. Someone who's complicated, like real people.
And if we're looking at people as just their tragedy or just one part of their story, we're not actually seeing them. Sometimes we're good guys, sometimes we're bad guys. That's who we all are. Everything in our life made us who we are, but we get to decide what we want to do with that.
This is the first Indigenous comic book illustration workshop Sarah has organized at the Minnesota Indian Women's Resource Center. But she says it won't be the last. For Minnesota Native News, I'm Melissa Townsend.
Minnesota Native News is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota.
I didn't realize we had these many geeks in our community.
Would you call yourself a comic book geek?
A little bit.